Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
Obviously, we all know the situation around many workplaces around Geelong, the Surf Coast, and, you know, the greater country.
Yes.
And a lot of people have been sick recently, and, of course,
staff
COVID
shortages.
Numbers still very much up, so people can't get into work.
Yeah.
And one of those places that's been really heavily affected are the airports.
Oh, we have seen this. Delays.
Mm.
And
queues?
Across the whole airport. Nuts.
So one of the areas that's really affected is obviously the baggage handlers.
And, I mean, it's slow on a good day.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Because everyone just wants to get out, you know? You get off that plane, I want my bag and I want to get home.
But even you want to get on, like, the plane to take off.
True.
You know, and they've got to load the plane up.
Be quicker.
That's right. So, obviously, they're short of baggage handlers. So, apparently, Qantas has asked senior executives to work as baggage handlers for 3 months. So
it's nice.
This is how tight it is, though, because not only are they asking them to work as baggage handlers, but they're also asking them to do their other job. So, like,
still be the top dog.
Still do your other job,
yep.
But then come in for a 4-hour shift and help out.
Do you know what?
You give it
I don't
a go,
mind
you?
It. I don't mind that idea because I know, you know, they're in a high up position.
Mm.
But often when you're in a high up position, you do have a lot of help around you. Many people would have a personal assistant.
That's right. They don't do anything, you're saying.
I'm saying they've got a bit more spare time on their hands that maybe they could just go and help out and give back to the company that's giving them so
Fair
much
enough.
Money.
We know it's a very busy thing, and I know how you were talking about complaining before about, you know, everyone's just waiting for their luggage. How's this? A Houston airport was receiving such a high number of complaints from customers who were spending too long waiting for their luggage. So apparently what they did was they made the arrival gates so far away from the main terminal and routed the bags to an outermost carousel. So the way that you, by the time you walked from the plane to the baggage carousel, it was waiting there for you, right? And the complaints went to zero.
If you know,
creepers.
You know.
That is genius.
So they just made you walk further so
you
that
didn't
you
care.
Didn't have to, because you weren't waiting, because you're moving.
That, I mean, brilliant. Whoever came up with that, take a bow.
How's this? Over $1 million a year is left in coins at airports in the United States. So obviously they say that they try to find people's lost luggage
yes.
and hand it to them. But if they can't, they spend that extra money on airport security.
If you know, you know.
I mean, wouldn't you want to rate it?
If you know,
gosh.
You know.
That's nice, isn't
That's
it?
That's good.
If you know, you know.
So you know how some airport codes, there's three letters, right? So
yes.
for Avalon, it'd be like
yes,
AVL.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right,
for
right.
whichever flight you're leaving. Yep.
Proserpine, PPP.
Yes.
Melbourne, MEL.
Yep.
You know how some of them have an X at the end?
Yes.
So the reason that is before they moved to the three-code system, three-letter system, some only had two, so they just chucked an X on the end.
Oh.
If you know, you know.
The missing X?
So like LA, X. LAX.
LAX. X marks the spot.
That's
wow.
it.
Wow. I wonder why they went with X. Just
seemed
someone
cool.
A, B, C, D. Just say stop. Say stop.
That's right. That's right. So there's the King Fahd International Airport in Saudi Arabia, and it's the biggest one. It sits on 192,000 acres of land. That's bigger than the entire country of Bahrain.
Are you kidding me?
If you know, you know.
Doesn't is that people that has like a theme park or something? And a shopping centre.
And I love it that you got fired up about that. You got excited about the amount of acres there, didn't you?
Shut.
Which still isn't enough for a farmer. If you were going to date him, 200,000 acres or more, thank you. The
Would
richer,
be nice.
The better.
Would be nice.
It's Abby and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home. Abby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Oh, look, Josh, a couple of PSAs we have to make
that's
now.
That's right.
Public service announcements, because we're here to help out and this is scary. So we see sometimes in the news that products get recalled.
Yeah.
Some of them really can kill you, which is why, I mean, they put a little ad in the newspaper or a tiny thing on the website. That's not going to do it justice.
No.
That's why we go through them and we go, wowee,
we
okay?
Do the hard work for you.
We'll let you know. So if you have got that product, you don't have to wait for an email or a phone call before somebody gets injured.
Yep.
Okay?
Absolutely.
So, Josh, I've got one from Bambi's Import Co. So it's a salt and pepper Wonderlust 3-wick candle.
Oh, 3 weeks.
Yes.
Comes, that's been.
Comes in a few fragrances, but they say the salt and pepper one. Interesting choice of candle.
Salt and pepper.
Kind of intrigued.
Yeah. Maybe that's why they're recalling it.
No, they're not recalling it. The glass candle container may fracture or shatter
and
result
this.
In the wax in the candle igniting and causing a fire. So,
that's big.
Poses a risk of serious burns, injury, creates fire hazard. That one, don't get the salt and pepper.
No. Don't do it at all.
If you have it too,
I'll tell you something now. To the Goop Lady.
Gwyneth
had to... scented candles had to be recalled.
Of the female.
The female variety because the glass was cracking. I remember reading about it. Yeah,
shattering
some guy
down
was,
there.
Yeah, that's right.
That's dangerous.
Earth was quaking. Well. Anyway, there's another one that we should mention. The electric bike, there's one that's being recalled at the moment. It's the folding electric bike. Obviously lightweight, so you can fold it away.
Yes, classic. We love that.
Yeah. So there are fears that the frame may break during use.
Oh, it'll fold up while you're on it.
Easy Vento folding electric bicycle.
Oh, that's not good. You wouldn't want that.
From Glowworm Bicycles. So if you have got that one, please absolutely don't use it.
No doubt it's snapping where your private parts are when you're riding. So that's a hazard and a half, you know?
Jeez, we're talking a lot about private parts at the moment, aren't we? Get away from it.
But hey, hang on a second. We've got a breaking one that's just come through.
Oh, geez, what's this one?
The Australian Consumer Regulator has issued an urgent recall on the following product. The Commonwealth Games. This product contains toxic particles that lead to love triangles and news that no one cares to hear about, like Cody Simpson's music. Unfortunately, it has been known to bring down the value of gold due to the ease in which athletes are attaining them. The Commonwealth Games has failed to live up to the hysteria once delivered by three-legged athlete Matt Shervington and his tight shorts. If you've purchased this product, we will refund you with a real sporting event in 2 years known as the Olympics. Oi, oi, oi. K-Rock. Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, there are many geniuses out there.
Yeah.
I'd like to say that you or myself are one of them, but we both definitely aren't.
I love how you always just throw me in with you.
Well, I have to. We don't tick the box of genius, you know?
That's true, but you know, you could have just let everyone think that for a while.
I think there's a clear obvious option anyway if they were going to pick the smart one out of us two. I'll let you guys decide.
Yeah.
But I like to, you know, jump on the bandwagon of these geniuses because sometimes people are coming up with brilliant ideas.
Yeah,
and one lady's taken to Reddit to share her idea.
Okay.
Now, I am 100% saying genius. I have to let you know now, there is some people saying that she is not and that what her idea is actually should be deemed illegal.
All right. Well, we'll let everyone decide for themselves.
Exactly.
You know, we don't want to force an opinion down your throat.
No. So, open mind.
Okay. Got it. Open.
Her idea is that basically in her kitchen, she has two kettles. One for boiling water.
Yep.
And the other one for warming soup. Genius. Josh? Genius.
So she's made a soup.
You made a pumpkin soup. You know,
she's made it.
It's winter. We know the colder months.
Yep,
people jump on the soup train.
She walks past the microwave.
Yes.
And she goes to the...
Goes to the kettle.
Yeah.
The soup kettle.
Goes to the soup kettle and puts the button soup
down
in there.
And it boils it for a couple of minutes, which is great. And she says she does this because, you know, you walk past that microwave.
Mm.
The microwave, she can't put as much in.
There's
nothing more annoying when it goes everywhere in the microwave. But in the kettle, it's secure and then you can pour it out.
Potentially. I'm still on the fence on that one. I'm not saying it's illegal.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's genius either.
Okay.
Because there's elements of it that I just think you just like, that's a bit ridiculous.
Well, there's other geniuses out there.
Okay, here we go.
That are doing stuff. And this is all people who commented on her post to let them know their little hacks around the house.
Okay, here we go. Yep.
This one will be good for you with the girls growing up.
Yep.
You can get an ice tray and use that for where you put your jewellery. So earrings and everything, instead of going out and paying more money for something else, just melt some ice, buddy, put jewellery in it and put that on the shelf.
Put your jewellery in ice.
No, in the container.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha. I was going to say, that makes sense. Yeah. I was like, clearly not the genius I thought I was.
Now, dishwasher?
Yeah,
you've got one now?
Love them.
People are cooking in them. People are cooking. Why need a stove when you got a dishwasher?
What are they cooking in there?
Fish or vegetables. You can steam it.
That's no.
That's not genius.
I don't think so, no.
This one I think is quite smart.
Okay, here we go.
A pizza cutter to chop herbs.
Okay.
Yeah?
That sounds good.
Instead of snap.
Yeah. I don't mind that at all. I think that's actually quite clever.
This one, though, it's going to get us in trouble. It's genius, but it's devilish as well.
Okay, alrighty.
Someone has put inside their fridge a Lazy Susan. So you don't have to reach to the back. You just spin
Do you know
it
what?
Around.
That actually is clever because the amount of stuff that gets trapped at the back
exactly.
And you're like, I didn't know it was there.
No more mold. Lazy Susan it around.
That's good. You started off nowhere.
Rusty.
Yeah, and then you got somewhere real quick. That's brilliant. Well done, Herbstrike. Herbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955. Good afternoon.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
It is Herbie and Josh driving you home, K-Rock 955. Shortly going to need your help, 52232955, Herbie.
We're going on a hunt. A Vegemite hunt.
A Vegemite hunt, indeed.
Because there's a man who's taken to Reddit because he is shooketh. Shooketh to his core. He's a US man that likes Vegemite.
Yum.
Shocking to some, but we understand why,
Yeah, it's delightful.
It's amazing. It's delicious. So he's been having his 220-gram jar of Vegemite for a while now. He actually imported it from a store.
Oh, he's keen.
Yeah, loves keen Vegemite.
Jeez, okay.
And it wasn't until the other night he went to put some spread on his toast, and you know those mornings where you just ponder a little more.
Yeah. You
he's
think a bit.
He's sitting there pondering away.
Hmm.
Lifts up his jar and realizes, oh my gosh, there's a use-by date on my Vegemite. And it was for 2 years ago. And he thought, what the? That's like 2 years normally. You know, if you saw milk, that's a long time.
Yeah, milk would be thick.
That's a long time in the use-by world.
Yeah, for sure.
And so he posted this on the internet, and that's where every Australian's gone, oh, you ding-dong, you fool. Didn't ponder too long, because if you pondered long enough, you would have realised that Vegemite is actually made majority out of yeast and it doesn't go off.
Doesn't go off, they say.
Doesn't go off.
Sort of like honey.
Yes, exactly like honey.
Mm.
So years and years from now, people will discover Vegemite and it will still be the same old Vegemite. Taste the
would
same.
It?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't think it would be the same.
Taste
Surely the
same.
Taste would be different.
I
think it's the same with the honey. Like, it's not going to be the same honey, like, if it's fresh, you know?
But it is the same. Seriously, if I bought a Vegemite now, and then 50 years from now, I reckon Vegemite would still taste the exact same.
But how do you know? Like, you don't know. Because, like, yeah, like, over time, you sort of get used to it because you're slowly taking it out of the container.
True.
You know what I mean? It's a gradual process. It's like, you know, when you see, for instance, like, you know, we see each other every day.
Yes.
So we couldn't really tell if one of us has put on weight.
Yes.
But if I hadn't seen you in, like, 6 months, and then you're like, oh, geez, Josh, you really let it go. You
know, why couldn't you have gone with the lose weight?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's true.
You have to go with the put on weight.
That's right, I did, because I know where we're going. But that's my point, you know what I mean?
See,
it's a gradual process.
I see what you're saying.
But so I think, like, if you've got a fresh container of Vegemite.
Compared to an old.
Like an old container of Vegemite.
Yep.
You'd be able to.
Taste
be like,
the difference.
I think surely there has to be some sort of process happening.
And this is where we're going on a hunt, I guess, because we must find the oldest jar of Vegemite out there, because then we can really put this to the test and see, does it age or does it not?
That's right. It's a big test. 52232955. Of course, everyone into the draw to win a Routley's pie voucher, $50 worth to spend at Routley's. Fancy Routley's pie? Of course you do, Herbie.
But if you have a jar of Vegemite in your cupboard, now I can let you know the use-by date, because not many people are looking for this, is on the bottom of the jar.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a quick run around the office to try and find one.
Yeah.
I haven't found a jar, but I found a tube.
Okay.
And this one is from 2018. So there was a one little red flag in our pantry, though. There's a psychopath in the building that's having Promite. So we'll have to leave that for another day.
Oh,
that is crazy talk.
Promite?
I know. But we'll have
sort of a loser. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. How old's the Vegemite in your cupboard?
Come on, we're going old.
We want to know. Herbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955. Good afternoon. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955. Looking for the oldest Vegemite around Geelong, the Surf Coast. Sort of a little experiment, essentially, what we're looking for. Herbie, yeah. You're saying doesn't go off?
Yes, doesn't go off. So a guy, he found his jar and realised it's been off for a few years and thought, hang on a second, does it go off? And that's when the internet said no.
No.
Vegemite doesn't. It's the new honey.
But surely the taste changes is what I'm saying.
That's what, yeah, you reckon over time.
Like, surely there has to be some sort of...
Because it's basically 70% salt.
Yeah, great.
So you reckon it's going to get even saltier over time?
Maybe. Who knows how the, you know, I'm not a science guy.
But we need a taste test.
Ben in Grovedale, how old's your Vegemite?
2016, guys. So what's that? Yeah, 4 years or something? Yeah. Oh, wait, more than that. I don't know. I didn't do maths at school.
There's a few things probably off in your cupboard.
Yeah, I reckon. He's thinking. All right, 2016, that's not bad,
And you still use it on your breakfast? It tastes fine?
Yeah, not all the time, just occasionally, you know, you get a hankering for some salty goodness. So yeah, we'll whack it on the toast.
That's right. A bit of, toast is good, or fresh bread, butter
and fresh white bread.
That's good.
2016. Lock that in. All right, we've got Megan from Ocean Grove. How old is your Vegemite?
So I was packing up my parents' home last year, and I found Vegemite from 2014.
We've gone younger.
It's only 6 years.
2014.
Yeah.
Did you sample it by any chance?
Well, I was staying there for a few days to help them pack up the house, and I'd been eating it. And I thought it tasted a bit funny, and it wasn't until I was going through the pantry throwing things out that I saw the date. And my parents claimed that no one uses it unless the kids are back in the house.
But you reckon it had a funny taste?
So it does change over time, is what you're saying. Yep.
Yeah,
for sure. That's it.
Well, there you go.
No negative effects either, apparently. It's Herbie and Josh driving you home, K-Rock 955. I told you, Herbie.
Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955. Filling up. Filling up. Ooh, yeah. Filling up. Blank.
It's Contentual, but we've gotten her back.
Yeah.
From the newsroom into the studio, Chandra.
Hey.
For fill in the blank, you heard the opener there, Chandra.
I did, yeah.
A little confusion last week when Chandra came in for fill in the blank. She said, I thought we were playing something different.
Yeah, I didn't know what we were doing.
You came in, you told me we were playing fill in the blank, and I thought of a completely different game.
And then I went blank. So.
Yeah. You did. Now, how does this game work, Chandra? Let us know.
Well, I'm going to ask you 5 questions and you have to fill in the blanks.
Okay. I'm hoping they're headlines and you've taken a word out.
Yeah.
Well done. Okay. Good job. Here we are.
Boy, here we go.
Now just buzzers. Wait for the end.
All right. Starting off with Australia finished blank place on the Birmingham 2022 medal table.
Josh.
Herbie.
Josh got it.
First.
Yes. Did I get that right?
You got it right, but I mean the easiest. We know Australia's always going to win the Commonwealth Games.
I'm going to start it off
easy. We don't lose, you know?
We can't criticise her for doing the job this week.
I understand.
You know, she's come in with the right game. I mean, what do you want from her?
I'm more frustrated with the Commonwealth games, to be honest.
That's it.
All right, moving on.
You're doing a fine job, Chandra.
Thanks, Josh. Blank claims his home was raided by the FBI.
Heavy.
Yes, heavy.
Donald Trump.
Yes.
I think, not claimed, it has been, hasn't it?
Mar-a-Lago, wasn't it?
13 boxes been taken.
Well, he claimed it was under siege.
Did you just yawn while you were telling them? Sorry, Chandra.
I've had a long day, okay? I've been writing
It's gotten even longer.
Fill in the blank space because I'm about to fall asleep.
Okay, sorry. Right, yeah, let's not dive any longer into that one.
Let's get this game. Hurry, we've got to get out of bed.
All right, blank was in hot water for using a private jet, emitting the most carbon dioxide.
Josh, Taylor Swift.
Yes, correct. Splendor in the Grass.
Oh, jeez, it really has picked up a pace.
You love me to pick up a pace.
I was. Did you see, I think, Khloe Kardashian came out and had a go at Taylor Swift for the emissions. But like, all her sisters are on the list too.
But
they're
Kylie
just not number
was
one.
On the list.
Yeah. It's like, come on, Khloe, you use the Jets too, sister.
And she was apparently saying that she gave the Jets to other people. That's why it was, anyway.
Still your Jet there, Tay.
That's right.
Exactly. All right, next one. Splendor in the Grass has issued a warning for blank disease.
Herbie.
Yes.
Meningococcal.
Yes, correct. Yes.
Oh, geez, really?
Two cases have come from there. Hold Crazy. On. Are we allowed to have a tiebreaker, Chandra?
Yeah.
Yep.
Just to build suspense.
It really does.
Maybe get your heart pumping.
Hang on. I'm really
Wake
nervous.
Up again. Here we go.
Blank was the most successful Aussie swimmer in the Commonwealth Games history this week.
Josh. Maybe.
Josh got that.
It's McKeon.
Yes.
What's her first name?
Emma.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, well done to her. Two Commonwealth game questions. Salty about
it's
that.
It's relevant. It's in the news.
Yeah, glad it's done.
Some people will never be happy though, Chandra.
You can't please everyone.
From this guy.
People falling asleep, some people angry. We'll talk about it later. It's Herbie and Josh.
Thanks,
driving
Andre.
You home, K-Rock 955. Good
afternoon. Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Very sad news broke across the country this morning that the star of Australia, Olivia Newton-John, had sadly passed away at age 73, Josh.
Yeah, long battle for her, wasn't it?
And she's done so much. I mean, we all know her from Greece.
Yeah, absolutely.
We were talking about it. Our parents really grew up in the era that was, wow. So they probably know more about Olivia than what we do.
Certainly.
But Greece, it is a classic. I mean, I don't even like musicals, and this one for me, yep.
It's still up there.
It gets a tick.
For sure. I haven't watched it in a long time.
I reckon it will be airing on a few channels.
Yeah, for sure.
Tonight or this week. But I thought to honour Olivia, I've tried to look into some things that maybe you didn't know, because obviously it's getting a lot of coverage.
That's
across
right.
the media.
Yeah, it's been huge today, obviously, for a good reason.
So I've gone hard at Googling, and hopefully I can bring you some stuff.
Hard Googling
know.
Done today, right, eh?
Now, this I heard this morning, so this is not me, but I didn't actually know till this morning, other people probably did, that she wasn't actually born in Australia.
Really?
So she was born in England and then moved here when she was 5 years old.
Really?
Yeah. Which is why before we're speaking about how Dan Andrews has offered the family a state memorial.
Yeah. But doesn't make sense, you reckon?
Yeah, well, she did live in Melbourne partly, but had a house in Byron Bay. So which state does it go if you're not?
Yeah. Is it where she was first?
Now, she did originally go to turn down the role of Sandy.
Yeah.
Because she thought she was too old for the role, but it was John Travolta who said, no, you can do this. And she said, yep, I'm going to take on the role.
Oh, that's nice.
But did you know her older sister, Rona, so her legitimate sister, also pursued acting, but then she eventually briefly married Greece heartthrob, Kinnicky.
Right.
Her sister married him. Little Greece connection.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess pretty good connection, isn't it? Like when...
Kept in the family, you know?
Yeah, that's good.
Now, she first released a solo album in 1971. This is before Greece and everything.
Yep.
But this is big. In 1974, because as I said, she was born in England.
Yep.
She sang for the UK for Eurovision. She came fourth.
Wow.
The team that came first, ABBA, with Waterloo.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
ABBA, it is crazy. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
You wouldn't remember fourth, would you? You know?
I mean, now that it's her, you would.
Now you know. Yeah. Now you know. She came fourth, yeah.
To ABBA too. Like, they're probably the greatest thing to come out of Eurovision.
So she's
won four Grammys. Now, this has gone from Video of the Year, Record of the Year, and Best Female Pop Vocal Performance of the Year, but also a song named Let Me Be There for Best Female Country Vocal. She does it all, Josh. Country. And I know you like country.
I do. It's old school, isn't it?
Got a Grammy for it. But I think...
should have pursued the country.
And left Greece.
It's good.
Nah, she's good. She has a great voice. This one's huge.
Okay.
Olivia's grandfather.
Yeah.
So he was German. He won a Nobel Prize because he was a physicist.
Talented family.
In 1954, and his grandfather and her grandfather was friends with Albert Einstein. And some people say, let's get physical, was in honour of her grandpa and celebration to Albert Einstein.
Let's get physical. Talking about physics. Yeah. Some people say.
I mean, I'm not starting a rumour to get across Australia.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you what I found deep into the old interwebs.
Yeah. God, yeah. You've really gone deep if you get into conspiracy theories. That's
But she did have a connection to Albert Einstein.
No, that's amazing.
So.
Yeah, that's... We'll end it there.
May she rest in peace.
Absolutely. It's a sad loss for sure. Herbie and Josh on camera.
Who am I? Who am I?
Hello.
Who am I?
Who am I?
All right, Herbie Derb, this is a game where we work together.
Oh, yes.
We're on the same team here.
We came close last week.
Yeah, we did get close, didn't we?
We were a sort of good team, not a great team.
No, not one team that would win.
No. I mean, maybe at the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably would have won there.
Yeah, not at the Olympics, though. No.
No, definitely not.
Well, wouldn't even qualify. Alrighty, here is how it works. 10 celebrities, 1 minute. I give you clues. You tell me who the celeb is. Today, obviously, Olivia Newton-John passed. Very sad news.
They are going to be playing Grease tonight. We just saw an ad. We thought it would be happening on Channel 9. They're doing it after The Block, if you want to catch it.
The only musical that you like.
Yes.
So these are actors that have been in musicals.
Okay. Actually, I want to add to this. I think I do like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Which one's that?
Ooh, no, no, no. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, we love you. And my Chitty Chitty Bang
Bang. No, I don't know the musical, though.
Oh, I hope it's a musical.
Okay, anyway.
We'll look into that.
Yeah, we'll dive into that later. Alrighty, 1 minute on the clock, Herbs.
People have been in musicals.
You just have to tell me who they are.
I don't know why I feel like I have to just go into a race position. Like on your marks,
no,
get
just
set.
Be calm. Be calm. Pass when you can.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Suit up.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Our favourite actress ever.
Our favourite actress? Melissa McCarthy.
No, old lady. Older.
Meryl Streep.
Yeah. She and her three friends were in New York City.
Sex in the City.
What's her name?
Oh, pass.
Okay. Sally.
Carrie Bradshaw.
No, that's not her name, though. It's, anyway, sadly, this guy's no longer with us. We watched some of his highlights the other day in a movie from Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, Robin Williams.
Yes. Talk show host, red hair.
That's hard.
It's the only one.
There's only one. Pass.
Pitch Perfect.
Rebel Wilson.
No.
Anna Kendrick.
Yes. Good-looking dude. High School Musical.
Zac Efron.
English accent. She was also in a movie with Meryl Streep. Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, Anne Hathaway.
Emily Blunt is the English chick. Sarah Jessica Parker.
He's the redhead host.
Conan O'Brien.
Oh, I can't get past the Jimmys and James.
Yeah.
When I think talk show, you got Oprah, Ellen, Jimmys and James. Conan isn't going to pop up in mine.
He's the only redhead.
I understand that.
Okay, yeah, cool.
But my brain wasn't going to allow that in. It was only letting those humans in.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. Alrighty. So,
together
we failed.
We failed.
Bunch of losers. Nah, we are.
Yeah, I guess we didn't win.
Okay, kids, your dad sucks is what I'm going to say tonight when I get home.
Lucky I don't have kids
to say
that's
true. Heavy Josh Carrick, 955.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.